Hey, beautiful listeners. Listen, correction. The following segment was recorded Saturday, June 2nd, not Saturday, June 3rd. I just got to say that because, I don't know, y'all might check your calendars and be like, hey, Jig, you're hella wrong. So anyway, that's that. So this is my segment of my fifth night flying solo out in the club. Check it out. Peace. How you guys doing? This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. It is now June 3rd, Saturday morning. Happy June, first of all. I can't believe it's June. I recorded something prior to this. I'm not sure if the sound will be great in terms of you guys being able to hear my voice because I was in the club trying to go to a quote-unquote quiet corner. And yeah, we'll see. I haven't listened to that recording. Anyway, here I am in my car as usual. At least that's how I recorded the last podcast when it came to my solo night out. This is my fifth night. And yes, it has been interesting. There has been moments where I'm like, this is cool. And then I had moments when I'm like, oh, hell no. So the amazing parts came when I actually saw a person that I've met prior to one of my nights, like two solo nights ago. And he was this dude that I mentioned that was studying. And so I was like, hey, are you studying again? He was like, no, school's over. I'm not studying. So I actually hung out with him most of the time on and off. Like sometimes we would say, hey, we're going to the restroom. Then we would kind of veer off and we couldn't find each other. And then we'd see each other again. And I was kind of hanging out with him. He was like a cool, chill dude, you know, someone I could just talk to and just hang out with for the moment, especially those times when I wasn't feeling the music. And even when there was a song I liked, I still wanted to talk to him because he was that cool, you know. He is cute. I did find him somewhat attractive, but not to the point where like, oh, damn, I want to fucking be with him kind of attractive. But like, you know, someone that possibly, hey, I can be friends with. And it's not, that's not a bad thing at all. I think it's excellent when you can find someone that you can be friends with first than just like you want to fuck. You know what I mean? Like you just want to be friends with, because I think if anything, if you were to want to find a relationship, you want to find someone that you have a strong foundation with. And so, most of the time that starts with friends. So I'm not saying that I'm gonna end up with him in the long term as like a intimate relationship type of person, but at the very least, like, hey, friendship, there's nothing wrong with friendship, right? Anyway, so yeah, he was a chill dude. He drank like this beer and got drunk, and yeah, he's a lightweight, and I was somewhat taking care of him. I was like encouraging him, hey, get water. I went with him to get water because I wanted water. I ended up paying for a bottle of water thinking I thought it was free water, but it wasn't. And so, and that was all good. I didn't mind. Yeah, I'm okay in terms of drunkenness. Like I'm not drunk, I would say, but I'm like, I would say 10% tipsy. So I'm not gonna drive just yet. I'm in my parking lot. I left a little bit earlier than the crowd would usually leave, like maybe 1:12 I left because I was like, fuck, I don't wanna stay that long. I don't wanna wait. I'm gonna probably be here until the club leaves. Anyway, yeah, so other than that guy, I met another dude who just wanna fuck, basically. Like he was with his guy, he introduced himself. He was cute, but kind of reminded my cousin. I was like, I don't know. Here's the thing, I don't wanna fuck anyone from the club. Like I might kiss them, I make out, maybe that's like my max, but I do not wanna fuck anybody from the club. That's just not me. I don't feel right about it. Not to say I'm against it. It's just me, you know, I don't want to do that. Yeah, like I was dancing. He just wanted to freak as usual, la la la. And then when a song that I want to dance to comes on, I separate from him. I just dance my own. Like I don't worry about him. And then after like he grabs my attention, I'm close to him once again. He tries to kiss me, and I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm not interested. I basically just said that, and he was like, okay, bye, and he leaves because he just wants to fuck. Like that's the thing. He just wants to have sex. And for all you ladies out there, it's not to say you can't find love in a club, but most likely these guys want to fuck. Most likely. I want to say this night was cool. You know what I mean? Like, at first, I didn't find anyone to dance with. Actually, there was one guy who caught my... I grabbed his attention. He went up to him. He was like a nice guy. He was like, hey, you want to dance? I was like, no, not now. Thanks, though. I appreciate it. You know, just let him down gently. I actually introduced myself. He introduced himself. So it was, I'm trying to be nice because you know what? Like, if they're not an asshole and they're really chill, like if they go up to you and say, hey, you want to dance? And they're really polite about it. As a woman, like, it's only, we got to be nice about saying no too. You know what I mean? Like, there's no harm of, like, just saying, hey, saying no gently. And if they're able to take it nicely, that's great, you know? I think if a guy can take rejection in a graceful way, that's a plus. Even though maybe we may not be the ones to accept them at that moment, but it shows how what their character is like, so... Anyway, I know this sounds like a rant because it is. It is. I am straight from the club talking about my night. There might be more to come, maybe in terms of what I remember the next day. Anyway, I'm going to drive out soon. And I thank you again for tuning in. It's been a long time. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you had a great week. Take care of yourselves and be good to others. This is Lady Jig. Take care. Peace. Bye.